This is Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, Kurt Logs in with Long Branch.
Hey, Kurt, how you doing?
Busy.
Yeah, I bet. Good, good. How did those containers work out so far?
Well, we don't. They're all gone. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, you got some more coming. What, today and tomorrow?
I haven't heard. Nobody's called me.
Yeah, that's what Stan said. So Stan said that they're supposed to be going either today or tomorrow. But in order to get those, I'm trying to get him the money. Did Teresa talk to you about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the problem I have is that we're not going to be able to do a lease agreement. We're not going to do a lease.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I know our friends aren't going to want to do that. You know, the alternate thing I could do is that we have a spare, another piece of property that we put containers on, and we could probably do something on that one, but not on the one where the containers get delivered.
Okay, and why is that?
Because our friends aren't going to want to do that.
Okay.
Basically, that's the basic thing. If I go, I just know they're not going to want to go into a lease agreement on that. And if I push the issue, then that wouldn't be good.
Okay. Can you give me some kind of proof of payment that you guys have been paying them?
I can give you the proof of payment, yeah.
Okay. Can you send me 3 months of proof of payment to that facility there?
Okay.
Or where you're getting a, where the containers are being dropped off at, and then let me see if that'll work.
Okay, I mean, we can probably get it 10 years of it if need be, but I just know that they're not going to want to do a lease agreement.
Okay, can they write something saying that, you know, like he has been here for 10 years and you know, we just don't have an actual lease agreement for it, but this is where, you know, a part of our property is being used for Long Branch, and can something like that in writing?
I can try. The problem is up here right now is that, I mean, it's something I won't be able to get you today. I mean, something I could maybe get you tonight or something, but everybody up here, I mean, he's an excavator, and I mean, he's out working, and
okay.
Unless I happen to run into him, that happens every now and then, but everybody up here right now is so stinking busy.
Sure.
I might get something from him. Let me have Teresa send you the payments that we make to him.
Give me, you know what, let's do, give me, is it easy to get like a year's worth of payments?
I would imagine.
Yeah, let's try that. Give me a year, so that way I can just show that, look, they have this agreement with them. There is no actual lease agreement, but, I mean, if you look in the past year, these are the payments that were made to them, and I'm sure if they could verify, hopefully, you know, with them, just that way, you know, a simple phone call might work.
Okay. But by that person.
Yeah, let's give me the 1 year's worth, and then we'll take it from there.
Okay. I'll get Teresa on that, and then if I happen to run into Rusty, I'll talk to him about the other and see if he.
Yeah, if you happen to run into him, if he could write something, because here's the issue we're running into. So I understand, and I, you know, obviously they're your friends, and you guys have had this agreement, which is great. However, when an equipment company, you know, trying to lend money and there's no actual agreement, it's always that fear of, okay, well, what if this equipment is gone and they just leave and, you know, they're out all the equipment.
Before on other loans, it's the same thing as they just wanted to know what the property address was and such like that, but nobody ever. And this is the only place we've been since we started the business up.
Okay.
The first time anybody wanted to see a copy of a lease agreement.
Okay.
And I have an idea, probably what I'm guessing, probably what they're doing is they're wanting to keep it this way. I have an idea that they are not showing this as probably business income. If you want to be truthful.
I'm not sure exactly. I mean, usually when we have these, you know, when we do these type of equipment deals, it's usually the same thing. They just want proof of knowing where that. Oh, you're talking about for your friend.
Yeah, my friend.
Oh, okay.
My friend, I'm guessing, is if in the lease agreement, then that means that they're going to have to show it as income.
Well, see, the lease agreement, so here's the thing. I mean, just to, you know, whatever you guys do with the lease agreement afterwards, whether you rip it up or, you know.
Yeah, but I can't do a fake lease agreement on that.
No, I'm not telling you to do it. I'm not telling you to do one like that. But even if it was for a short time, even, you know, for 6 months, you don't think he would write something like that? It doesn't have to be like a 5-year agreement.
Well,
you
know,
like,
to get the proof of the last year, and then again, I'll see if I happen to see him.
Okay.
I can give him a call, but if he's at work, I mean, it's just not going to be possible.
Sure. I totally get that. All right, give me the 1 year. Let me take it from there. I'm trying my best to get this wrapped up, I want to be able to work with you, and we'll see if this works there. And let me talk to my underwriters, and we'll go from there, Kurt.
Gotcha.
All right. Do you know when she'll be able to get that into me?
I'm going to go talk to her right now and see if she can be working on that right now.
Perfect, Kurt. I appreciate you giving me a call back and following up with me.
You bet.
All right, we'll be in touch.
Okay, Jeremy.
Bye. All right, bye.